We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Inside Michigan Football. Straight ahead, you'll hear from head coach Jim Harbaugh, along with players and assistant coaches. Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
Now, here's your host, John Jansen.
Michigan is coming off a 44-10 win against Michigan State, a game in which a few statements were made. The first, a state championship and dominance in the state of Michigan. The second, this team has a lot to play for and is playing great football at its best, and its best football against their biggest rivals. Notre Dame, check. Michigan State, check. But before we get to Ohio State, we have to deal with the Indiana Hoosiers. Shea Patterson had his best day as a Wolverine when he was 24 of 33, passing with 384 yards and four touchdowns, no interceptions, and the beneficiary of nine of those completions, Ronnie Bell, who also had a career day with 150 receiving yards. The defense was spectacular once again, only allowing 54 yards on the ground and intercepting Brian Lewerke twice. Those came from Ambry Thomas and LaVert Hill. Those are just a few of the highlights we'll get to on this Inside Michigan Football. In just a few minutes, head coach Jim Harbaugh will be joining us here in the Studio of Champions. Inside Schembechler Hall, as well as linebackers coach Anthony Campanile and senior linebacker Josh Uche. This Wednesday morning's In the Trenches, I'll sit down with quarterback Shea Patterson and get his thoughts on his senior year, his performance against Michigan State, and the two games still to play on Michigan's schedule. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Coach Harbaugh. Inside Michigan Football with head coach Jim Harbaugh is presented by Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
Hey Wolverine fans, if you're planning a getaway for the holidays, take the family to Lakeland, Florida. Lakeland is the spring training home of the Detroit Tigers and is located right in the middle of everything Central Florida has to offer. Legoland Florida Resort, world-class golf, white sand beaches, world-famous theme parks, and so much more. And Lakeland will always make you feel welcome with hometown hospitality, family dining options, and local family adventures. For details, go to visitcentralflorida.org.
Michigan football is back, and to celebrate, Arby's is bringing back BOGO roast beef. Classic roast beef sandwiches are buy one, get one every Saturday during college football season only at Arby's. Don't let hunger get in the way of cheering the Wolverines to victory. Fuel your game day spirit and keep the celebration going with double the sandwiches. With a deal this great, you might just be the MVP of the tailgate. Arby's, we have the meats. Limited time offer available at participating Arby's restaurants.
185 years. That's how long Old National Bank has been helping families and businesses reach their goals. And it's why we truly mean it when we say Old National is your bank for life. We've been here for generations of big ideas and big plans. We've been here for first-time savings accounts, retirement plans, and every milestone in between. We've been here for businesses that have gone from a handful of clients to international success stories. We've been here every step of the way, helping our neighbors succeed. Because as your bank for life, Old National understands that your needs aren't like anyone else's. And when those needs change, you can count on your Old National team to be there with new solutions, just like we have since 1834. Get to know us and let us get started on your future. Visit an Old National location near you today to learn more or discover your options and some great insights at oldnational.com. Member FDIC.
Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. We're joined by head coach Jim Harbaugh. And coach, after watching the film, did it look as good as it did to the rest of us on Saturday?
It really did, John. There was a lot of great play. The individual play was really good, and collective. Really good, really physical. Guys were playing really hard, and you could see emotionally too. You just everybody was just into it in every which way you could ask.
And there was a lot of emotions on the field. How well do you think your team played disciplined and not reacting to some of the antics that happened from the other side?
Oh, I thought they did good. Thought they did real good in that area. There's so many big plays on offense. That was something that really stood out the most. I mean, there's a lot of explosive plays offensively. 14 in the pass and 3 in the run, and defensively, interceptions from LeVert and Ambry. Those were big. Block punt by Kalik and the special teams. Quinn Nordine had a heck of a day. Just DPJ, Ronnie Bell, Shea Patterson, so many good ones. Sean McCune. Big catch, but the way he blocked was outstanding. It's so good to have him back in the pass protection, blocking defensive ends, and in the run game, really good. Ben Mason, I mean, has the highest compliment you can pay to a fullback in the game of football, in my opinion, is when the opposing linebacker tries to cut the fullback in the hole. And yeah. That happened right from the get-go in the game. And
it's a big body run through there.
Well, yeah, you're giving yourself up to make
right.
to do that, and Ben was great. I mean, one time he got cut in the hole and got up and got another block after that. It was one of those really good things. And Donovan and Ronnie, both the way they were running, they were hard to tackle, and doing a heck of a job. Could talk about a lot of guys. I mean, there was so much good play. Aiden was like Aiden played tremendous. So did Quiddy Pay, Josh Uche, all those guys. It was fun to watch them. And then really looking at the film and going, a lot of those guys are coming back next year.
Yeah.
And just to see how much improvement the whole team has made makes you feel good. And I think they're hungry for more.
One of the things I saw, and you mentioned the wide receiver group and the yards after catch, we saw that. But blocking downfield, when another receiver would catch the ball, it seemed like everybody turned and found a man. Or in the run game, it was that second level blocks that seemed to spring a lot of those runs and long passes. Is that been a point of emphasis for that group?
It has. I mean, that's something that we really made a point of emphasis 5-6 weeks ago, and it's gotten better each week. This week was by far our best week blocking on the perimeter, and Tariq had a big block on a safety. Ronnie Bell, Mike Samras still. I mean, had a great block, textbook. You put it on the highlight reel, and he gets called for a penalty for blocking downfield on a cut block past 5 yards, and he was only at 4.
Right.
There were some real. Type of blocks in the perimeter that you'd put up on a highlight reel.
And staying with the receivers, Ronnie Bell, 9 catches, 150 yards. I mean, he just seems to always.
Somebody now wants himself. To talk about Ronnie Bell.
I've been talking about Ronnie Bell all
come
season.
On. Oh,
I have been talking about him all
John,
year.
Come on, John. Come on.
Oh, Ronnie Bell. Your leading receiver.
I've been talking about Ronnie Bell since August to all media types, including yourself. And every time I'd say, Ronnie Bell. Yeah, Ronnie Bell. But tell us about Donovan and tell us about Tariq and tell us about Nico. Yeah, we get it, Don. Ronnie, yeah.
You Ronnie said Bell. He was the most improved player through training camp. We talked about that. We talked about him having the great pass against Wisconsin. And the moments that he has are big moments.
And he catches the ball everywhere. I mean, he catches it on the perimeter. He catches it over the middle. He catches it down the sideline. He catches it on the slants. He blocks. He has the yards after catch. I mean, he is our leading receiver.
Nailed it.
I've been talking to Ronnie Bell never misses a practice never misses a game, and he's just having a spectacular year.
And one of the things I notice about him is his football awareness, whether it's zone or man, he just finds that open area and makes himself available to the quarterback.
He made a lot of clutch catches. That's why. The toughest ones are the ones across the middle, I think, for any wide receiver. So he's a tough guy, and just every day he comes out there to practice to get better. And he's I've heard him say, "Don't baby me, don't treat me with any kind of kid gloves," to Coach Gattis. And his dad's a coach, and that's coaches' kids usually are pretty darn good. So. He's everything you'd want.
And up front, it was a physical battle. What'd you see from your offensive line?
What I see from the offensive line was really good physicality. John Runyon had a heck of a ball game. Ben Bredesen, they were playing possessed. It looked like that. I mean, I would say our offensive line and our defensive line, Aiden, he looked like that way. I mean, they were just they were really flying around. Quiddy Pay doing the same thing. Jalen Mayfield, really had a heck of a ball game, and a lot of second effort blocks, a lot of third effort blocks. I mean, he was kind of playing like Aiden, at a different, different level. And I think it's great for their confidence. And Michael Wayne, you had some of those kind of physical blocks. There were some real great things on tape.
And I want to talk to you, in that 98-yard drive, Cesar Ruiz went down and Andrew Vistardis goes in. Mm-hmm. How important is it to have every guy ready at a moment's notice, but especially at the center position where the center quarterback exchange is so important?
Yeah, Andrew Vistardis is he's a guy that earned a scholarship, a la Jordan Glasgow and V's been great and always been a really steady player and went in and did a heck of a good job. And there's somebody like that at every position, though. There's in our team, we've got that kind of team where you always know that you're one play away. And you play the game vicariously through the man that's the starter, and you stay into the game, and you're ready with the helmet on and the chin strap buckled, ready to go in there and get the job done. And Andrew was called on right in the middle of that big, important drive. That was a big drive in the game.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute. I want to talk to you about your quarterback and then a little bit more about defense as well and his performance. But you're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hurry into the Ram Black Friday sales event today with Employee Pricing Plus all month long. Whether you're heading up to the cabin or simply braving a trip to the mall, the Ram 1500, with its available Hemi V8 engine, means you'll have no problem getting where you need to go this winter. Meanwhile, the Ram 3500, with its available 1,000 pound-feet of diesel torque, is ready for anything the season throws at you. Current competitive pickup owners can finance and get $11,904 below MSRP on the 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with a Hemi V8 e-torque engine. Employee pricing discount based on an FCA US sales survey of variance between average MSRP and average employee price per trim level before advertised incentives are applied. Discount may vary based on option package and features, financing terms, availability, and other factors. Total value calculated using employee pricing discount plus retail incentives. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Conquest bonus cash offer available to owners of competitive pickups. No trade-in of pickup required. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 12-2.
Listen to this local break with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Who's got a better than I know?
This is the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Take your Wolverine pride to the next level with the University of Michigan Credit Union, the only local credit union in A2. We can print your choice of a Block M or helmet card on site instantly at any of our branches. Make sure you stand out in the maize and blue crowd this football season with the only debit cards designed for fans of the greatest university known to mankind. Visit umcu.org to learn more and to find a conveniently located branch near you. The University of Michigan Credit Union is insured by NCUA.
George Clafford of Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. George, you always carry the right brands.
We will recommend certain brands depending on our technical knowledge of those brands by actually doing thousands of service calls and hundreds of installations of all different brands. If a customer asks for a brand, we give them that brand, or they'll take our recommendation in a lot of cases.
Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, with three locations to serve you. Call their main branch at 734-422-8080 or visit familyheating.com.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meijer. Now, alongside head coach Jim Harbaugh, here's John Jansen.
This segment with Coach Harbaugh is brought to you by Chocolate Milk and approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. But, Coach, before we talk about Shea Patterson, how about that Ronnie Bell?
Ronnie Bell, I'm telling you. Kansas City, Missouri.
And actually, I do want to ask you one more thing about him. I know he was a basketball player, and he was supposed to go play basketball, and you guys found him and picked him up. Do you think that basketball instinct is why he's so good over the middle?
I think it contributes for sure. I think, guys that play multiple sports, every other sport besides football has carryover back to football. I truly believe that. And Ronnie Bell was also the Simone most valuable football player, which is the player of the year in the Kansas City area. So he was both a football player and a basketball player, he had an offer for a scholarship in basketball, didn't have any for football. And my brother-in-law, Jimmy Kane, mm-hmm. who was the head coach at Blue Springs South High School, played against Ronnie in basketball. And it was like early December, 2018, and we were talking. I asked him if there's any good football players in the area. There's some powers over there, Blue Springs and Blue Springs South, and some state champions. And he told me about Ronnie, and went and looked at the tape, and yeah, you got a good eye, Jimmy Kane.
When you're recruiting players, how much do you value a multiple sport guy?
I value it a lot. It's almost there's a bit of a risk if they're not, mm-hmm. To me when it comes to football, because if they're got to be so athletic to play football. I mean, you value the athleticism, and football players, good football players are usually, they can go be on the basketball team, at least be the sixth man, or they can play outfield, or they can go play soccer. Good football players they can wrestle, they can do something. And you like to see that they're doing something with their time when they're not playing football that's athletic, and it's in their training or running track. There's some really interesting statistics. The combine NFL draft and the combine in particular, really, they track that. Like 80% of tight ends that are at the combine played at least – in another sport, basketball. Most corners and running backs ran track. So there's a lot of carry. I get the most excited for wrestlers, because those guys, they move low and quick and fast, and also they know how to work. Mm-hmm. They don't get a lot of credit for wrestling in high school, but they work the hardest of any sport out there, in my opinion. baseball, they're, you know, tracking a ball. If you're a safety or you're a wide receiver and you played baseball, you know a guy knows how to track a ball. And, you know, a quarterback really should probably be a three-sport guy when he's in high school, at least two. I mean, they can – they've done something. They've run track. They played basketball. They played baseball. Lacrosse now is really yep. coming on. There's a lot of football players that are also playing lacrosse. So there's you know, you want to see those guys have an instincts to play other games too. Baseball's great. I think for guys to think and think through situations and think through the game. What about you, John? You had another sport in high school, I bet.
Basketball and baseball. Loved playing those. In fact, Coach Carr, the first time I met Coach Carr was at the state semifinals in Chrysler Arena. We made it there in my sophomore season. I like to tell everybody about my prowess. Most people don't remember.
Well, you got Ryan Hayes was a basketball player. Jalen Mayfield was a basketball mm-hmm. player. Shea was a basketball player. I mean, if a guy's not, you kind of wonder, well, you weren't good enough to make the basketball team? Oh, no, I was good enough. You weren't competitive enough to want to play in the basketball team? What was it? There's something you think, you know. There's a little bit of a red flag, like, why didn't you play something else? Why wasn't there?
And you can never have too much competition, right?
Never. I mean, that's the funnest part about athletics is the competition. But I could go through the roster. I mean, there's, darn near everybody's, played at least another sport in high school.
Well, Shea Patterson, I know he played a couple of extra sports, but had a great game.
And baseball, he was already drafted, shoot. I mean, mm-hmm. left that one out as well.
But had a great game, 384 yards, 4 touchdowns, but probably most importantly, no interceptions. How have you seen him continue to improve?
What have I seen?
Yeah. Now, what have you?
I thought I'd play a whale of a game.
Yeah.
It was a whale of a ball game.
No, but how has he improved? From week one to now, what have you seen? You got me again. How has he improved?
I think, you got to give a lot of credit to the other guys on the team. You know, the offensive line. I mean, there's been a lot of improvement there in the protection. I mean, it's gotten better and better each week. The running backs, they've improved every single week. The receivers, I can't really remember the last. I guess you got to go back a few games. I mean, they're not dropping balls. They're catching balls. They're getting open. I think our receiver play has been outstanding. The tight end play has really been good. So, I mean, it's like anything. I mean, it takes all 11 mm-hmm. on an offensive unit or a defensive unit. Or, blocking a punt is not the result of one guy. It's an entire scheme and 10 other guys working, 11 guys working together. So, I think that's probably in the – there's been a gelling. I mean, guys are talked about the unit hitting its stride, and now I think it's they're lengthening that. And Shea to me has always been really good from the first time first game he played here. He was good, really accurate. Knows how to play the position and savvy in every way. Throws well on the run. Does everything really that you want a quarterback to do, and he's ultra competitive. I think the thing that his teammates have the most respect for with Shea Patterson is his toughness. Mm-hmm. They knew early in the season that he wasn't 100%, and he was playing through some things with the rib and that area there, and wouldn't say anything. Wasn't making any excuse. Just lining up and playing tough. And they could see him after the game, not really able to, moving gingerly, that kind of thing. But I think that's the thing they respect the most about him. And I've just seen it from our guys. They trust and respect him a lot. The most I think is, he's just a tough competitor.
What do you expect from this Indiana team that you're going to face on Saturday down in Bloomington?
Another really good opponent that we're playing. I think when it's all said and done, we'll play 9 bowl teams. I mean, it's been no picnic, and they've done a really good job there. They built a really strong team through their defense, first of all. And their offense is throwing the ball all over the place. Really good quarterback and really good receiver targets. I mean, they're going to get the ball, try to get the ball out quick. They got really good backs, too, big physical backs. And that defensive line, they just, is really big and physical, and they look good, and they move really good. And coach has done a really fabulous job there with the program. We, they give us. We've been lucky to win both times down there. Really,
overtime games. Yeah,
both were overtime games, 2015 and 2017. So we're gonna have to play our best. You know, we know that they're gonna be tough to beat. We think if we play our best, that we'll be tough to beat, and I think it'll be a heck of a game.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, and best of luck in preparation for that trip down to Bloomington.
Thank you.
This segment has been brought to you by Chocolate Milk and approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee. We'll be back with Josh Uche on the other side of this break. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, everybody. This is John Jansen. After a tough workout, I know plenty of athletes who reach for a cold glass of chocolate milk. Why? It's got the right amount of high-quality protein and carbs proven to refuel and rebuild muscle. Chocolate milk also has 9 essential nutrients, including bone-building calcium to replenish your body after any athletic activity. Get more from your training with chocolate milk, nature's goodness in a glass. This message is approved by the Michigan Dairy Market Program Committee.
Hi, I'm Randy Breyer, president of Cook & White Heating and Cooling. We have a tradition of meeting customer needs, from the most complex installation to routine service and maintenance. Cook & White Heating and Cooling has the tools, the people, and the products to provide a system that fits your lifestyle and budget. Let us show you how Cook & White Heating and Cooling can exceed your expectations in service and performance. We've been doing it for over 75 years. For a free in-home estimate, go to koch-white.com.
If you come to Arby's from 2 to 5 p.m., you can get sliders for a buck. For another buck, you can get a small drink or fries or snack shake. And for the low, low price of another buck, you can round out this afternoon's snack with warm cookies. It's really a meal at this point, but call it a snack. That way, you can come back for dinner. Arby's, we have the meat.
At participating Arby's for a limited time.
More with John Jansen comes your way after this word from your local station. This is Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
The rule of three states, things that come in threes are inherently more appealing than those that don't. With the GMC Yukon, Acadia, and Terrain, we couldn't agree more. Whether you choose to take luxury to the next level in the GMC Yukon, seat up to 7 people with third row seating in the GMC Acadia, or get behind the wheel of the powerful yet compact GMC Terrain, you'll realize all three help you do one thing. Choose like a pro. Well-qualified GM employee program participants with a current eligible GM lease can get a 24-month ultra-low-mileage lease on a 2019 GMC Acadia SLE-1 for $179 per month with $2569 due at signing. We are professional-grade GMC. Must be a current GM lessee through GM Financial. Tax, title, license, dealer fees extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents a mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com for details.
This is Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meijer. Once again, here's John Jansen.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. We're now joined by, I'm not sure what to label you, Josh Uche, linebacker, defensive end, wherever he lines up. But when somebody asks you, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
When somebody asks you, what position do you play, what do you tell them?
I usually say outside linebacker. Yeah.
And then when Don Brown says, we need you to play defensive tackle, we need you to play defensive end, I mean, is there anything? Because I even saw, I can't remember which game, was it Penn State? You seemed like you were about 32 yards deep covering a receiver.
Yeah.
What happened on, I mean, why? How does that happen?
I mean, there's just there's a lot of things that the position I play entails, you know. there's times I have to be in coverage, times I have to pass rush, times I have to be in the box, and, you know, it just comes with a lot, and I got to be ready to do all that.
So you're the leading sack artist on the team, 7.5 sacks right now, and you're number one in the Big Ten, number one in the country in the pressure rate that you put on quarterbacks. And we were talking just before we came on, I know the 7.5 sacks is good, but sometimes it's the ones that get away. How frustrating are those?
It's extremely frustrating because it's like in your head, you know that number could be up. Uh-huh. And, you know, you put in all that work just to get there, and either the quarterback's letting the ball go just a split second before you hit him, or, you know, or maybe he slips away. But just to know that you're affecting the quarterback is a good feeling, though, you know, like as long as he's off his mark, he's not stepping into throws or feeling comfortable back there, you know, that affects the throws and helps the DBs out a lot. So.
And you mentioned the DBs. You know, we've seen Ambry Thomas has 3 interceptions. Last week we saw LeVert Hill with another interception. How much pride do you guys take when you do knock that quarterback off the mark and they throw an interception? I mean, that's almost like you guys getting that interception.
I mean, we just know, like, before the game and during the game, I'm telling Vert, yo, I'm going to get you a pick, bro. Just be ready. I'm going to get you a pick. He's going to throw you one. We're going to put pressure. And, you know, just to finally see them get one and then get another one, it's just a great feeling. Like, the whole D-line, I know, like, we take pride in, you know, putting the quarterback in the ground, you know, just constantly hitting them, getting them rattled, and, you know, that stuff pays off. People don't understand how much that affects the game, but when the quarterback's constantly getting hit in his ribs and, you know, his head's getting slammed into the ground, you know, he's not going to make those accurate throws as much. So.
This week against Indiana, they're the number one pass defense in the Big Ten, or pass offense in the Big Ten. How important is it when you have a team that relies so heavily on the pass to put pressure on the quarterback? And even if you don't get there, it's just constant. He knows that you're there.
It's extremely important because, you know, I'm sure he's had a lot of time in the pocket to be comfortable and, you know, get his throws off and things of that nature, you know. So we've got to do a great job executing and making sure, you know, he feels this and he knows we're there and, you know, just constantly getting to him. You know, that's going to be a big factor, you know, help our DBs out and just help out the entire secondary.
Now, it's been a long time since Indiana has won against Michigan, but the last two times down there, it's been into overtime. Last year, it took 6 field goals from Jake Moody to win the game. Why is it that Indiana always seems to play, almost seems like their best game against Michigan?
I mean, I think it's, I don't know, I think it dates back to further than I can remember. I mean, I think it's just something, it's not necessarily a rivalry, but it is, you know, it's like whenever the two teams play each other, it's just always a good game, you know. You know, both teams have great players, great coaches, so, you know, when two good teams meet, you know, that tends to happen. So, you know, that's just a testament to, you know, their program over there and what a good job they do. And, you know, we've just got to execute and be on top of our game.
What do you see when you look at film and you see their offensive line? I know they got a couple of young guys, but mixed in with some experience. What do you expect from this Indiana offensive line?
I expect it to be a good game. They do a lot of max protection stuff and, you know, a lot of different things to give their quarterback time in the pocket. So, you know, we've just got to do a great job, you know, executing our assignments and just, you know, focusing on the details and, you know, just doing what we do.
So we've talked about the future. Let's talk a little bit about the past. And, you know, Michigan State comes to the Big House. It's a rivalry. It's a physical game. What was it like for you to come away with a win last Saturday?
It was amazing. You know, this was a very big game for us, you know, a statement game for us. You know, last year was a close game and, you know, defense, you know, made some historical marks last year and we wanted to do it again this game. You know, and, you know, going into the game, as the game went on, things got really chippy. Some of the players started saying different things. So, you know, that just amped up the aggression and the adrenaline some more. So to be able to pull out the victory and, you know, be the one standing on top at the end felt really good.
You know, it was a chippy game, and, you know, there were some times where, you know, there were some words exchanged, you might say. And how hard is it on the field? I know you've been in this position before, all right? You're a senior. But to explain to some of the young guys how to keep your composure and how important that is.
I mean, you just got to know at the end of the day, you got to play football, you know, assignment football. You got to execute your job. And, you know, all the talking and the excess stuff at the end, you know, the extra stuff they tried to do to try to get us out of our game. You just got to understand that's a part of their ploy to, you know, try to get us out of our mindset and out of our element. You know, they want to get those extra flags, those that'll give them the first downs and things like that. You just got to understand that that's one of their game plans, to try to get us off our mark and, you know, just keep our composure and do what we do best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest will take care of it. So.
And we talked about the pressure rate, the amount of times you put pressure on quarterbacks. We talked about your 7.5 sacks. But going back to what, before the season started, we sat down and when you came on in the trenches, and you mentioned that you didn't want to be known as just a pass rush specialist, but an every down guy. How is that? I mean, do you feel like at this point in the season you've been that every down guy that Don Brown and the defense has needed you to be?
I feel like I've been who the team has needed me to be. You know, if there's, you know, games where they need me to play every single snap, I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's games where they just need me to be a pass rusher, I've done that. If there's games where they need me to be in coverage, I've done that. You know, anything Coach Brown needs me to do, I've done it, you know. So really just doing whatever the team needs of me in any given situation, you know, I'm willing to do as long as we win, you know. So it doesn't matter what it is, I'll do it.
How challenging is it to have so many roles? Because this is not a simple defense. And coverage in and of itself is not easy. Pass rush in and of itself is not easy. Run stopping, all of that, but then to have to do all of it.
Yeah.
I mean, how challenging is that?
It gets pretty complicated, but, you know, Coach Camp does an amazing job just breaking things down for us and, you know, simplifying it as much as he can, you know. It's like different worlds. Like, there's the pass coverage world, then the pass rush world, then the run world, and then sometimes those intertwine and you got to make, you know, different adjustments and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, being with Coach Camp and having them be able to, like, split those worlds up for me and tell me what I got to focus on in each one of those roles, you know, has been just really big for me.
So Coach Camp, Anthony Campanile, the linebackers coach, is going to join us next.
Okay.
What's it like being in his meetings? Give me some dirt on him.
Man, that's probably, I'm not going to say crazy, but that's one of the most intense guys I've ever been coached. I thought Coach Brown was intense. Like,
yeah.
I came in, I'm like, man, who is this guy? And then Coach Camp makes Coach Brown seem mellow. So, you know, just picture that in your head, you know, man. But it's just great being coached by him, man, and just the intensity he brings, the detail he brings, and just the passion. You know, like, he's made me, he's taken my love for football to the next level ever since he's stepped foot on campus. So,
well, Mr. Uche, best of luck down in Bloomington, and we won't mention the next game, but I know everybody's got an eye on that. But take care of business, and we'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
185 years. That's how long Old National Bank has been helping families and businesses reach their goals. And it's why we truly mean it when we say Old National is your bank for life. We've been here for generations of big ideas and big plans. We've been here for first-time savings accounts, retirement plans, and every milestone in between. We've been here for businesses that have gone from a handful of clients to international success stories. We've been here every step of the way, helping our neighbors succeed. Because as your bank for life, Old National understands that your needs aren't like anyone else's. And when those needs change, you can count on your Old National team to be there with new solutions, just like we have since 1834. Get to know us and let us get started on your future. Visit an Old National location near you today to learn more or discover your options and some great insights at oldnational.com. Member FDIC.
Our Michigan football coverage continues in 1 minute. This is the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
The Ford Black Friday event is going on now at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers. Get an amazing offer on select Ford models, plus earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Current Easy Plan F-150 trade-in lessees can lease a 2019 F-150 for $179 a month for 24 months with a zero down payment and only $179 due at signing. Payment includes waived security deposit and acquisition fee and aged inventory cash. Excludes title, taxes, and license fees. Not all lessees will qualify for Ford Credit Red Carpet Low Mileage Lease. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Modem must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by December 2nd. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Some exclusions may apply. So lease a 2019 Ford F-150 for $179 a month for 24 months with a zero down payment. Only at your Southeast Michigan Ford dealers.
Inside Michigan Football is presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. Anthony Campanile will join us in just a matter of moments. Linebackers coach for the University of Michigan defense, and Don Brown. Just a couple of stats for you. Michigan has outscored their opponents 141-38 since the start of the second half against Penn State. Outgaining opponents by 752 yards and have committed only three turnovers. I talked to Josh Gattis during the bye week, and one of the things that he talked about was the improvement of protecting the football. Defensively, we've been able to create some turnovers. Offensively, in the first five games, we turned the ball over 14 times, which in Josh Gattis's words is it's a whole game of possessions. And so when you think about the time that it took to develop this offense and to find the rhythm, it's no question as to why it took a little bit longer, but they've solved that problem. And we have found Anthony Campanile, linebackers coach. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
And,
great to see you again.
It's great to see you. I tell you what, I get excited when you come to the studio here and we get a chance to talk. And I asked Josh Uche, he was just on.
Okay.
And I asked him what it was like to be in your meeting room. And he said it you make Don Brown look like he's like a calm individual.
No.
He says you're a little intense.
I'll tell you what, he is just as intense with his preparation for sure. So he's an awesome guy to coach.
That's what's going to be my follow-up. If you know what he told us, what it was like to have you in the meeting room. What's it like to have Josh Uche in the meeting room?
That guy, he loves football, man. He can't get enough of it. You know, he's a guy who, he's just about on staff. He's in the office so much, him among others. But he's a great guy to coach. Just constantly coming in, you know, self-aware, always self-evaluating. Does a great job evaluating the opponent. You know, wants the tips a little faster than we're even able to get them out to him. So he makes you work. So he's just a guy that loves it. So he is great in the meeting room.
And he plays so many different. I don't want to say positions because I know that it's not position specific, but he does so many different things. Whether it's rushing the passer or it's coverage. I even saw him. I want to say it was the Penn State game. And I mean, he's 35 yards downfield and covering a wide receiver.
Yeah, he was in, kind of running down the deep middle, almost like a two Tampa deal for us there on that snap. And he is able to do it. You know, he's just as fast in coverage as he is getting off the football, which is awesome. And he is a guy who is really, John. He's done an unbelievable job of growing as a player in every facet. You know, like you said, in pass coverage, he's like a different guy even than he was in comparison to the spring.
And before the season started, he was on the podcast and he had mentioned, and we talked about this as well, that he wanted to be an every down guy, not just a pass rush guy. Mm-hmm. Has he accomplished that?
Yeah, I believe so. And, you know, the proof's in the pudding. I mean, you know, when you watch the tape, he's a guy that's been able to play all three downs for us. And like you said, has moved around within his jobs among those first, second, and third down snaps that he's had. And he's just he's been phenomenal for us this year.
And it's got to be hard as a player to pick up on everything that he's asked to do. But as a coach, when you've got to talk about coverage, you got to talk about pass rush, run stop. I mean, all of that. What type of a challenge is it in the meeting room when you've got so much to cover?
Well, I think the best part about it, let me say this first, is you have to have guys who are certainly bright guys, and we are really, really fortunate in that way. You know, Kalik, Josh, Michael Barrett, some of the other guys are just really bright guys, and they're students of the game. So, you know, they can't get enough of it, like I already said, in terms of pass rush, you know, our blitz packages and coverage. But I think that's really the fun of it. Is getting a chance to do that. And it's just, as a coach, you love that. You feel like you're coaching so many different things, and that's the beauty of Don's system is you're called upon to kind of, you know all three phases, you know, the front, the linebacker level, and certainly the third level, the back end. So there is no system like that's why I think it's the most fun system to coach and play in.
And so you followed Coach Brown at BC.
Yes.
And now you get a chance to coach with him. Did the legend – does it fit the man?
Far exceeded expectation. he is the man. You cannot coach with a better guy. And I've said this to the players today. Actually, we're in our unit meeting or our position meeting tonight. I've had as much fun coaching this season as I've ever had in my life. You know, just obviously it's hard not to have fun. You know, you're playing at the big house. This place is amazing, but. The kids, the guys I'm in the room with, you know, whether it's Don, Chris, Mike Zordich, Sean Noah, who's one of the greatest people ever, he's just hilarious and a great football coach. So it in every which way, Don's been phenomenal and I think has made us all better coaches just being around him every day.
Well, I know you had a player step up early in the season that you maybe didn't think was going to have to play as much, but I want to ask you about him next as you're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
U of M football at the Big House is brought to you in part by Absopure, the official bottled water of the Michigan Wolverines. Before, during, and after today's game, enjoy a refreshing bottle of Absopure natural spring water, available with convenient home and office delivery or at local retailers by the case. Absopure, a proud Michigan company since 1908, and the official bottled water of Michigan Athletics and the Big House. Call 1-800-4-ABSOPURE or go to absopure.com to learn more.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more, and your auto value. Hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Save this month on Enco Extreme Wiper Blades, now just $9.99 each. Stock up on Fluid Film for just $7.69. And drive in style with Philips Crystal Vision headlights at a great auto value price. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 10% off orders of $50 or more with a coupon code GIVING10. That's auto value where service is the difference. We get it.
Headed to Florida for the holidays? Make a trip to Lakeland. Lakeland is the spring training home of the Detroit Tigers and is located right in the middle of Orlando and Tampa and everything Central Florida has to offer. Legoland Florida Resort, world-famous theme parks, world-class golf, and white sandy beaches are just a short drive away. Lakeland will always make you feel welcome with hometown hospitality, family dining options, and local family adventures. For details, go to visitcentralflorida.org.
The leaders at best.
Michigan is about excellence. It's about greatness.
This is Michigan football from Learfield IMG College.
George Clanford of Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. George, you always carry the right brands.
We will recommend certain brands depending on our technical knowledge of those brands by actually doing thousands of service calls and hundreds of installations of all different brands. If a customer asks for a brand, we give them that brand, or they'll take our recommendation in a lot of cases.
Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, with three locations to serve you. Call their main branch at 734-422-8080 or visit familyheating.com.
He's going MIA. Touchdown! Meadowbrook Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance are teaming up to build effective insurance solutions for you, your family, and your business. And to predict today's big win, Auto Owners and Meadowbrook offer more than 60 years experience in home, auto, life, business solutions, and more. Score an insurance quote at
meadowbrookagency.com/quote.
Our agency offices are located in Ann Arbor, Jackson, Southfield, and Saginaw.
talking Wolverines football. Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football, presented by Meijer. Here again, John Jansen.
Well, make sure you stay tuned after Inside Michigan Football is over. Inside Michigan Basketball will be broadcasting from the Blue Leprechaun. Brian Bush, Terry Mills will be joined by Juwan Howard and Kim Barnes-Arico to talk about the basketball season, which is freshly underway. The men's team is 3-0 right now, and looking forward to seeing more of Juwan Howard and what he can do in his first year. But we're joined by Anthony Campanile, the linebackers coach, and the guy that I want to talk about is Cam McGrone. At the beginning of the year, Josh Ross is your middle linebacker. He gets dinged up in the Wisconsin game, and young Cam McGrone's got to go in there. What's it been like coaching him?
That guy is he's just got an extremely bright future. He really, you know, you and I had talked about this in the past, but he really just has seemed to, you know, improve every week that he's been out there. He is a guy that's a phenomenal athlete. I know I had made mention of that in the summertime. Just he jumped out in the spring and the summer just from an athleticism standpoint. Mm-hmm. But his overall knowledge of the system and his ability to play fast, you know, put that speed into play now, you know, it's just been so impressive. So he's been fantastic for us, and another young guy who just he loves it, you know, loves to study and everything about it.
What are the challenges for a young guy when he goes in there? Because you've been bringing him along now for, you know, he was with us last year, and you've had him for the last, what, 8-9 months, and all of a sudden, hey, at the snap of a ball, in any given second, a guy's got to go in and play, and he did well.
I think – you know, that first year, just talking to Don, you know, as he was a, you know, true freshman here, I think he just kind of was taking a lot of it in. And this system, there's such a multitude of packages. And then, you know, in terms of things that you need to know, whether it's patterns in the pressures or, you know, checks in the coverage, the things that we're asking him to do, he has done a phenomenal job with that. And he's just grown by leaps and bounds in terms of his overall knowledge of this system. And like anything else, you know, you know, being a longtime pro football player, the easier it is to see, you know, and the when you can play with anticipation, you've now eliminated any anxiety. And that's what he's doing right now. He's playing with great anticipation. You know, he knows it's one of two things, not one of 10 things when he lines up and he's flying around. And I think that Coach Brown, more so than anybody I've ever been around, he just has a great ability to keep things simple for guys, you know, get them to play fast and not overthink.
He's a great teacher.
Oh my God. Yeah. Phenomenal.
And one of the things I love about Cam is he's got an edge.
Yeah, he does. Right?
You know, he's not overconfident.
No, he's got a
most
swagger.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Definitely got a swagger. And I think if you're ever going to do great things, you got to see yourself doing great things before that happens. You got to believe that that's going to happen for you. And I think he's done that and brings that to our unit.
And you've got a Butkus semifinalist in the room, Jordan Glasgow.
Coach Glasgow. Yes.
Tell us about him. I mean, he's an animal. Whenever anybody asks me, they ask me about the linebackers and how to describe them, and I just tell them like they're all animals.
Yeah, right?
They just get after it.
We're about a bunch of great people. You know, we don't have one diva in the room, just to be honest with you.
Wouldn't
I mean,
fit.
Yeah, you know, you'd be ostracized. They're just a bunch of alpha guys, good people, you know, do things the right way, come to work every day the right way, you know, whack it up in practice, you know, practice like men. And in the meeting room, they're just as intense. So Jordan is a guy has a ton of position flexibility, you know, and he enables us to do some other things. There's some certain packages where he does stuff that's kind of outside the realm of being a linebacker. And you can only do that if you're a guy that's really savvy and loves to study. And he studies just about as much as anybody in this building. I mean, he
Well, you see him in there all the time.
Yeah, he is. That's why we call him Coach Glasgow. He's part of the staff.
And you know, now that you're recruiting here at Michigan and you're looking for guys that can play multiple positions or be asked to do a lot of different things, how hard is it to find those type of players?
I think we covet and value some things maybe that some other guys don't, you know, say that the right way. But there's certain guys that maybe they're a tweener in other systems, and they're a perfect fit for us. If you can run and you can hit and you love football, you're a good human being, you're in the right spot. You know, we're going to find you and go after you, and we're going to get you. That's our philosophy, and that's our goal, certainly, to find, you know, scour the country and find those guys.
You know, you got Indiana coming up, and I'm sure that the coaches and the players have all talked about it to you in regards to, you know, 2 years or 4 years ago it was double overtime. Yeah. 2 years ago it was overtime. Kid, is there any chance you can guarantee that I'm not going to have a heart attack on Saturday?
I don't make any guarantees about anything, to be honest with you. But they've done a great job there, obviously, and we are we're full steam ahead preparation for Indiana, and just watching them right now and getting the guys acclimated to what they do, and really, really fired up about this game. So just a huge game for us, and as you already know.
And first year in Ann Arbor. How's the family taking to it? Midwest. I mean, you're an East Coast guy.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's been awesome. My wife absolutely loves it here. So, I think she gets more nervous about the games now. She loves it so much here. She just has loved the fans. Obviously game day. I don't think there's anything like this in the entire country. There is no better game day than we have here in Ann Arbor.
House.
Yeah, it's incredible. So, the kids, everybody loves it. And, I don't think any of them love it more than I do, so it's been awesome.
Well, we're glad you're here, and best of luck on Saturday. We look forward to seeing your gang on the field.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, John. Appreciate it.
Anthony Campanelli, we'll be back to wrap up this show. You're listening to Inside Michigan Football from Learfield IMG College.
Rave Associates, distributor of fine wine and Michigan craft beer in conjunction with Arbor Brewing Company, are excited to be back for another great season of Michigan football on the Michigan Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. A pioneer in the Michigan craft beer industry, Arbor Brewing Company delivers on taste and flavor with Buzzsaw American IPA, a big, bold hop forward and West Coast style IPA. As for this great Michigan craft beer at restaurants and retail stores here in Washtenaw County and throughout Michigan.
185 years. That's how long Old National Bank has been helping families and businesses reach their goals. And it's why we truly mean it when we say Old National is your bank for life. We've been here for generations of big ideas and big plans. We've been here for first-time savings accounts, retirement plans, and every milestone in between. We've been here for businesses that have gone from a handful of clients to international success stories. We've been here every step of the way, helping our neighbors succeed. Because as your bank for life, Old National understands that your needs aren't like anyone else's. And when those needs change, you can count on your Old National team to be there with new solutions, just like we have since 1834. Get to know us and let us get started on your future. Visit an Old National location near you today to learn more or discover your options and some great insights at oldnational.com. Member FDIC.
The rule of three states, things that come in threes are inherently more appealing than those that don't. With the GMC Yukon, Acadia, and Terrain, we couldn't agree more. Whether you choose to take luxury to the next level in the GMC Yukon, seat up to seven people with third row seating in the GMC Acadia, or get behind the wheel of the powerful yet compact GMC Terrain, you'll realize all three help you do one thing. Choose like a pro. Well-qualified GM employee program participants with a current eligible GM lease can get a 24-month ultra-low mileage lease on a 2019 GMC Acadia SLE1 for $179 per month with $2569 due at signing. We are professional grade GMC. Must be a current GM lessee through GM Financial. Tax, title, license, dealer fees extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents a mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply. Visit gmcofferinfo.com for details.
If you come to Arby's from 2 to 5 p.m., you can get sliders for a buck. For another buck, you can get a small drink or fries or a snack shake. And for the low, low price of another buck, you can round out this afternoon's snack with warm cookies. It's really a meal at this point, but call it a snack. That way, you can come back for dinner. Arby's, we have the meat.
At participating Arby's for a limited time.
Welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. As we mentioned, stay tuned right where you're at. Most of the affiliates will be carrying Inside Michigan Basketball. You can listen to Brian Bush and Terry Mills talk about both the men's and women's side of things. Juwan Howard will join them, as well as Kim Barnes-Arico. The men's basketball team right now 3-0. Women's are 4-0, and they've got a game against Notre Dame this weekend, Saturday, November 23. They will face Notre Dame, and Notre Dame doesn't like coming to Ann Arbor anymore. So, but I can make this guarantee it will be dry in the Chrysler Center. That game is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I want to thank a whole lot of individuals today for this show. Thank you to David Kahn, our board operator, Tony Butler, our engineer, Brian Bush, producer of In the Trenches, also on Inside Michigan Basketball, Dave Abloff, Chad Shepard. Thanks to Coach Jim Harbaugh, Anthony Campanile, and Josh Uche for stopping by. Remember, Wednesday, In the Trenches, we will have a conversation with Shea Patterson. He's going to talk about his senior season. The games that are left, we've got two games left, one against Indiana down in Bloomington this weekend at 3:35 will be kickoff. And then following that, we will play the Ohio State Buckeyes. And nobody else can talk about it, but I can and will. This weekend, they will face the Penn State Nittany Lions and prepare for – we will watch that film and prepare for the Buckeyes this in a week from Saturday. Can't wait for the game. I want to thank everybody for listening. Inside Michigan Football has been brought to you by Learfield IMG College. And Doug Karsh and I will start our pregame show at 12:30 this coming weekend. Everybody, have a nice evening. We'll talk to you soon. Go Blue.
For listening to Inside Michigan Football, presented by
Meijer, your all-star selection for everything Michigan tailgating.
If you missed any of tonight's show, you can listen to it on demand on our Michigan Football podcast, In the Trenches. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.